Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, the show that brings you thoughtful perspective through the lens of Christ. Join us every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. on The Bridge Austin Radio, broadcasting on both 11:20 a.m. and 101.1 FM. Whether you're on the go, hitting the gym, or simply relaxing with your favorite beverage, Triumphant Victorious Reminders will empower you to live in Christ with heavenly wit. Teresa Ann reminds us that true perspective isn't just about being positioned correctly, it's about being positioned in Christ, who is the ultimate perspective. So tune in and let your friends know to join us as we journey towards seeing mission fields in the midst of battlefields. This is Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, and we're excited to have you with us.
Hi, kind supporters and friends. You're listening to Teresa Ann with Triumphant Victorious Reminders, the podcast for people of all ages who want to see every day as a gift. God's perspective is tangibly seen when we are none other than thankful, not just for what we have, but for who God is. And this is what I'm learning. I'm learning how I'm a daughter of God, but I also love to author books, podcast, and doodle. And I'm learning from God and His Word to unlearn all the things that have only distracted me away from Him. And the more we thank Him for who He is, we get to know Him more, which stirs the effortless praise to be so aware of His presence. And in the awareness of His presence that is within us, by default, we begin to live with none other than heavenly wit, seeing mission fields in the midst of the battlefields. Now listen, those mission fields are most of the time people that are difficult. And I'm telling you, the kingdom of God comes upon the earth in such a way that you're just like, oh my God, I am in awe of Him. So with that said, I just want to look at this week, thinking about redemption on a very practical level. What does redemption look like in a way where I can live this and recognize what God is doing in the midst? So often we flippantly sing the songs of redemption, of God being a redeemer, but what does it look like? What, you know, yes, we've heard God redeems time, God redeems, God redeems, God redeems our mistakes. But what does that look like even from a place of triggers, even from a place of where we were once maybe victimized? Or, you know, I just want to just park there for a minute, okay? Because I believe that when we see the redemption in a practical way, we will then see this amazing God who is our Redeemer, that He gets the last word over our lives. And sometimes it just seems daunting, especially when you're going through really hard situations. Maybe you've lost a child. Maybe you are a parent who is parenting a child that's difficult to parent, and they don't receive your love. Perhaps you're going through relationship issues, whether it be in marriage or divorce or dating. Whatever your life situation is in this moment, how can you see the God who redeems? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now that you would open our eyes to see you in the midst, to see you at work. Lord, when we don't see anything working at all, that we become aware of your divine nature, that we wouldn't just react out of our human nature, but now lean into the divine nature of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So today, I want to think about this. So, you know, most of you know, and I've talked about this before, if you've frequented my podcast, if you haven't, you're going to get caught up on something, that my daughter was in a severe car accident back in September of 2020. And oftentimes we drive, or at least I do, can drive by the spot from where the accident was. And she used to drive that spot after the accident for probably 2 more years before she moved away with her husband. And, you know, whenever she'd drive by, God just gave her this beautiful insight of, let me redeem how you see that spot that changed your life. That could have been for the worse, right? And she often says this, that whether God would have taken me home would be with him, or whether I get to live out this story that I'm living out right now, I want to see his redeeming power as I drive by. That even if, as a mom, when I would drive by, I would get triggered to kind of gasp, you know, like, oh my God, I still remember that like it was today. And it's so cool how God wants to help us to overcome that. And sometimes it's a process. Sometimes we gasp for air as we're going through the process of recognizing his redemption. And so now, as I know the moments I'm going to drive by that spot, what I do now is, when I get triggered to gasp with anxiety, God has used it to say, now when you gasp, because you will most likely gasp with now this awareness of my peace. Not just peace of what he has, like not just this peace that he gives us, but the peace of who he is. He is peace. He doesn't just give us peace. He gives us himself, who is peace. So in those moments of, we just breathe in and say, God, I'm taking notice of you right now. Thank you, Lord, that you have gone before us. Thank you, Lord, that this did not take you by surprise. Father God, thank you. And you know, you just go into this praise. You go into this thankfulness mode. This thankfulness mode of who he is begins to stir. Because you know what? What if that moment happened to where she was taken and she went to be with the Lord? Because she does believe she was in the presence of God for a moment. Because some say that she did. They thought she passed away. And so what would I do in the gasping? And the Holy Spirit just keeps showing me, I want you to be aware of my presence, because it rescues you. It causes even your, like the neural pathways in your brain that sees familiar things of go get refuge, go find a place to hide, right? Because you know, your brain, your body, it does things so that you are protected. It protects you. And so even in those coping mechanisms, right, of fear, like we either flight or fight, God is transforming even those reactions as we go to him and say, God, thank you. Thank you that this has not taken you by surprise. Although this is really hard and this is difficult and this makes me mad and it makes me angry and it actually causes a stirring of what I thought I was over, and now it just keeps coming back in this wave of disbelief yet again. And God, where were you? And all those things are, what if you would have stopped me from going, you know, what if 5 seconds I would have just waited, or, you know, all of those regrets that we have in those moments of tragedy or triggers of trauma. You know, we always go there And sometimes it's these places that when we go there, it can be so debilitating, so debilitating. But I really want to focus on this God of redemption, that be aware of him right now. I want you to think about, and there's probably many of you listening that can pinpoint that trigger, that can pinpoint that trauma, that can feel it almost every second of the day. You feel it. It's so familiar. It's so there. It doesn't go away. And now what I want you to do, I just believe right now, this show is to point you back to the Father, okay? And I don't know how you see your earthly father. I don't know if your earthly father was a great one. I don't know if he was one that played mind games with you. I don't know if he was one that abandoned you. I don't know if he was one that prayed for you. I don't know who your earthly father was. So now you kind of see the heavenly father the way you see your earthly father. Maybe you never knew your father. Maybe you only heard stories of him. But right now, I want you to see how God is redeeming even how you see Father. I see Father in my own life as comfort, as a safe place. So it was very easy for me to see God. At least a glimpse of who he is, right? Because I mean, the depths of his goodness doesn't come close to what I think I know. So I want you to know right now that whatever you're going through in this moment, and it's triggering you to maybe fight or make plans just because, you know, I don't know what to do now. I have no idea. You know what? I just don't see anything happening. I've got 5 days and this has to happen, or I have tomorrow, or I have 3 hours, or I have 1 hour, I have 5 minutes. And if I don't see this coming through, if I don't see an outcome that I need to come through, then it's done. And so right now, I just speak to that fear that says God's not going to come through for you. And I just want you to right now to press through. And I want you to say, Father, I thank you that I'm catching up to your story, to your narrative. That, Lord God, you're showing me a side of you I have never known before. God, I love you, not for what you can do for me, but for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that out of all the things going on in this world right now, you are still mindful, not just of who I am, but of me learning to know who you are. So God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to come in on behalf of this listener right now. You know who they are, God. You know the situation that they're in. And I ask you, Lord, to show up in such a way that they will never forget you. Let me give you another practical, and it's more of a light practical way. So have you ever said something like this? I will never go to that place again because of what happened, or I will never step foot in that church, or I will never step foot in that restaurant, or I'll never step foot in fill in the blank. And go to the Lord and say, Father, you know what? I want you to redeem this, because I don't want that last situation that happened be the end all of that experience that I had. And so sometimes, you know, I have my daughter and her husband, they're so cute. Like if maybe he says, I'll never go into that restaurant again because it reminds me of this, Tristan will say, well, you know what? We're going to go make new memories. And we're going to make fun memories. So every time you see that place, now you're going to see fill in the blank. And you're going to see God there. And that's what we get to do. So for instance, if your kids have experienced some hard things, don't let that hard thing be the last word in their life. But look at them and say, you know what? You're allowed to process this. However, you know, like if you need to be angry or you need to cry or whatever. But I want you to know, as you do that, be aware of the Lord that's holding you close. And let's go back to that place with Him and say, Lord, will you help me to see you right now in the midst, so that now whenever I think of that memory, I don't just see the bad, I see you in the middle of it. And whether or not it's maybe, and let's just make this really easy, like just a really easy example. Let's just say you were at a store and that experience with a customer service was absolutely awful. Okay. I don't know what happened, but whatever it was. Now, go with the awareness of the Holy Spirit, go back in there, and now just be extra kind to people. Be extra, ooh, this is a mission field moment. I'm going to see this completely differently. I'm not going to go in there just as a customer who should get what he wants because, you know, I paid for it. But now go in it with, Lord, who can I go in here and just minister encouragement to, or just give a smile to, or just say, hey, you know what? You're doing a great job. Like, these are practical moments that we can show ourselves and remind ourselves of this redemption that God wants to bring into everyone's life and story. Yes, the greatest redemption is Jesus Himself. Jesus coming to do the will of the Father, coming down as a human, putting off His deity. Not for us first, but to do the will of His Father, to be an expression of God's love in the earth, to die a criminal's death, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like what? Like the name that is above all names is getting to redeem the moments. And so right now, I just feel like we need to park there. I don't know why, but I truly believe that the Holy Spirit wants you to see that your moments, your triggers, those things, that trauma, whatever it was, He doesn't want that to be the author of your life. You know, simple things like maybe paying for someone's meal at a restaurant and they got mad because they're like, who do you think you are? Do you think I'm poor? Most people don't do that. Most people are very grateful. But there are those moments where you're like, forget that. I'll never do that again. But wait, so we're going to let someone else's reaction that we weren't expecting, and it was in a very negative way, stop us from doing good? See, we do good because of our Redeemer, our God. We get to overcome evil. How? By just ignoring it? By dismissing evil? How do we overcome evil? By doing evil back? We overcome evil by being aware of the presence of God so that we can do good, no matter what evil is doing. And that's really hard when you're thinking about really hard, difficult, mind-boggling situations that were like, no, they deserve to die. They deserve to have their privates cut off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these are the moments that we have to work through with God and say, Lord, help us, Lord, to remember your divine nature so that we can overcome evil by doing good. You know, here's one of the things that gets me is just this, the goodness of God. The goodness of God is what leads people to repentance. And what's amazing is how everything that Jesus did in this life on this earth with his disciples and those who witnessed what he did, he was truly the fulfillment of the law. He was the fulfillment of God's love. He was the fulfillment of how to overcome evil. And he never let evil change his direction. He never let that happen. He actually let evil be a reminder of God's goodness and to keep going in God's goodness no matter what. That's what it looks like to stand. That's what it looks like to redeem over and over again. Like, we get to be a witness of God's redeeming power in our own lives to now be the ones that get to carry that out so other people are blessed. See, what we don't realize is when the kingdom of God comes upon the earth, it isn't just a moment. It's every moment that we can make a decision of the goodness of God can change the way we see things, the way that we respond. So now, instead of responding to that thing or reacting to that thing that's happening, we're immediately triggered now to go from responding to them and reacting to them to now reacting and responding to God, so that the kingdom of heaven can come upon that moment within the earth in that specific situation. Can you imagine if we all did that simultaneously throughout the day, what it would look like? The fulfillment of God's love seen through each of us in various ways, in the most creative ways, in the most witty ways, of even things like this. Well, I don't believe in God. Well, don't worry. He believes in you. You know, instead of getting so like offended and saying, I can't believe you don't believe in God. How dare you? You will rot in hell. Like, how does that motivate someone to want to come to God, right? Oh, you keep drinking, you keep doing this, you keep doing that. You know what? You're just like, how does that woo them? See, the wooing power of God that we get to witness wants to redeem their life. It wants to redeem how they respond to life by responding to him. You know, I had a conversation today with a friend who's moving away. And one of the questions they get asked is, oh, so you're moving because of your job. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? But she brought clarity to that. And she says, you know, if we moved and did things because of family or because of a job situation or because of a school situation, and we're saying that's why we're leaving, then we've moved for the wrong reason. What she's taken notice is, no, I'm moving because that's where God is leading me. And in doing that, it looks like I'm moving because of my job. But even if it wasn't for my job, I pray that if he said to go to that place, that I would say yes. Even if there was no reason other than just listening to his voice that I went. Because if I'm moving for my job and then my job goes away, then what? Or if I move for my family member and then things happen, those dynamics change, then what? I say, well, you know, should I have really moved? Was that really what I was supposed to do? But if we just say, Lord, you know what? I'm moving because I want to do this with you. Then now everything changes. Everything shifts. So now our decision making is based on this God who can redeem all of the moments within our life. Because as we go through life, As we go through the processes of life, He's constantly wanting to heal us, because there might be a moment where we do move and we know we were led by the Holy Spirit, but then all of a sudden as we're moving, we're kind of triggered to a memory of something that happened long ago, and now we're kind of paralyzed. But in those moments of being paralyzed, we can then be aware of His presence that says, hey, look at me and watch what I show you about myself in that situation that your memory has taken you to. I want to show you who I am, that I redeem time, I redeem memory, I redeem reactions, I even redeem how your body physically reacts to those things. Sometimes those physical reactions immediately, like if you start to get anxiety or immediately go, okay, Holy Spirit, my body is trembling right now, but I'm going to praise you through this. That's how you can overcome. That's how you can take that moment and see the redemption of God in the midst. Isn't that amazing? Like, what? How amazing is that? Okay, so this is what I hope. I hope that this message today, this podcast, has resonated with you today. And may we remember, when we see with heavenly wit, we'll be able to see mission fields in the midst of the battlefields. Again, if this resonated with you today, will you send me a DM on my Instagram or comment here below, or even send me an email at letstalktv74@gmail.com. Again, kind supporters and friends, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing on your social media, on your Instagram, and make sure you subscribe and share. The best way to support my show is to leave a review. Will you do that for me? Well, thank you so much. And until next week, continue on the daily to respond to God's love so you're kind to yourself and others, no matter what. Go and shine.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. We hope that you were empowered and encouraged by the insights and perspectives shared on this program. Remember, living in Christ transforms us into His likeness and enables us to live an abundant life with heavenly wit. With Teresa Ann, we have learned to see mission fields in the midst of battlefields. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning at 11:30 for another edition of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. Until then, keep seeking Christ, who is the true perspective, and may His blessings be upon you always.